Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Our new book, The Art of Business Wars, features stories and lessons from history's greatest business rivalries, with powerful insights uncovered through hundreds of episodes of Business Wars. Go to Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars to order your copy now. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, April 1st. Happy April, everyone. Here's hoping no one fooled you too badly today. All week, we've been bringing you stories based on the lessons in our new book, The Art of Business Wars. No fooling. The book is out April 13th. If you haven't heard the episodes that we dropped this week, you may want to check those out first. Today's lesson is The Winning Strategy. You know, all companies want to do well, but companies that truly succeed, well, they have leaders that have a long-term vision and plan for how to get to the top and stay there. Anyone can have a good business idea, but no matter how brilliant it is, if they aren't able to define and execute a coherent long-term strategy, that idea might as well be dead in the water. In short, no business just stumbles blindly toward success. Perhaps no story better illustrates how a winning strategy can make or break a company than that of the restaurant chain that changed the world. I'm talking about the Golden Arches, of course. There's a reason McDonald's has sold hundreds of billions of hamburgers since brothers Richard and Maurice McDonald opened their first lunch stand in 1937. The brothers, and later a third businessman they brought into the fold, knew what to do to make their company successful and executed those plans to a T. One tenet of that strategy? Efficiency. In 1948, the McDonald brothers temporarily closed their then-barbecue restaurant to streamline their entire operation. They got rid of car hops, cut down the menu to focus on hamburgers, and turned the kitchen into an assembly line, churning out burger after identical burger. That assembly line played into another tenet of their strategy: consistency. The difference between the burger and fries in your bag and the burger and fries in your friend's? Nothing. Customers like that. And they kept coming back. Efficiency, consistency. As word spread, a new tenet of their strategy would emerge: growth. See, the McDonald's brothers were good at what they did and knew that their recipes, design, and assembly line methods were worth something. So in 1953, the first McDonald's franchise opened in Phoenix, Arizona. The buzz around the restaurant chain piqued the ears of serial entrepreneur Ray Kroc, who over the years had sold everything from paper cups to milkshake machines. Kroc came on board with a big goal: spread the gospel of McDonald's and franchise as many new locations as possible. Within a few years, Kroc had opened dozens of new McDonald's locations, all while ruthlessly executing the company's strategic plan: be efficient, be consistent, and keep growing. When some franchises overseen by the brothers began selling quesadillas and pizza and operating at a level far below the standards set out in the original company strategy, Kroc was furious. Pizza and quesadillas were just not part of the long-term McDonald's vision. His relationship with the McDonald brothers had been souring, but this was a new low. So he forked over a jaw-dropping $2.7 million to the brothers to take control of the entire brand. McDonald's winning strategy is why there are now nearly 40,000 locations around the world, with about 93% owned and operated by local franchisees. Kroc's grand vision for the company, a well-defined, ruthlessly executed vision, has become a reality. This week, we've looked at companies who successfully entered the battlefield, waged war, and developed winning strategies. Tomorrow, we'll look at how one business found an advantageous position in a growing market and staked its claim there. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman and Marshall Lilly. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.